KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and breezy at 8 o'clock, 24 degrees in Atlantic with a wind out of the northwest at 15 miles per hour, making it feel more like around 12 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In the news this hour, a house fire in Sioux City has left two people dead and one critically injured. Firefighters were called to the fire Thursday morning in the rental home and found residents of the main floor outside. That while extinguishing the fire and searching for the basement, firefighters found three people and rushed them to a hospital. A man and woman later died. Another man was in critical condition. Authorities have not released their names. Sioux City Fire Marshal Mark Asaf said that fire investigators didn't find any working smoke alarms in the house, and the cause of the fire remains under investigation. And the Internal Revenue Service is offering a new income tax form specifically for senior citizens, which could become popular in Iowa as we have a greater percentage of older residents than almost every other state. Norman Penix, a spokesman for the AARP's Tax Aid Foundation, says the new 1040-SR form is identical to the traditional 1040 form, with just one exception.
The new form is really just a larger print version to make it easier to read for seniors to be able to fill out on their own. However, AARP is willing to do their tax returns for them as long as they are within our scope of work.
The SR, or senior, form is brand new for this tax season, and the tax preparer had to give it a close inspection to see if anything has changed beside the font size.
Not that I can see. I'm looking at the 1040 SR right now on the screen and on a paper copy. Really, it's just a larger print version.
According to the IRS, you can use the 1040 SR form if you or your spouse were born before January 2, 1955. While the AARP initially made a name for itself as being specifically for retired persons, Bennett says they offer tax preparation help to a wide range of people and not just seniors.
We do taxes. We do not have an age requirement for AARP, nor do we have an income requirement. However, we have a scope document that limits what we can do.
Iowans can enter their zip code on the website www.aarp.org/money/taxes to find the nearest tax preparation site. An Iowa State University report finds it will cost less to plant some crops this spring. Report author Alejandro Plastina says that includes the state's two major crops.
When comparing to last year's cost of production, when we're seeing a decline anywhere from 3 to 4% from last year, both for corn and soybeans.
Plastina says some of the inputs will cost more, though.
The increased costs are expected for labor, insecticides, and corn seeds, while the other categories are expected to go down, including the land costs.
A drop in production costs does not mean that farmers will make a profit on their harvest.
The cost of production is a big component of profitability, but on the other side, we have prices, and that's something that farmers do not control, and currently there's a big uncertainty regarding where prices might go for the 2020 crop.
Plastina said the new trade agreements could have a big impact on profitability.
We have to wait and see what might happen with those, how those will be implemented. And on the negative side, we have the coronavirus alert, and we don't know how that might affect trade with China in particular, and demand for soybeans.
Now you can go to the Extension Department website to find the report on production costs. That's www.extension.iastate.edu. Well, factory livestock farms are spreading across rural America, raising concerns about environmental damage and health risks for people living nearby. An industry once based on small independent farms is evolving into large operations, housing thousands of animals under one roof. The change is helping to make beef, poultry, and pork more affordable. But animal waste from the mega farms has fouled waters. The enclosures spew air pollutants that promote climate change and are implicated in illnesses such as asthma. The stench of the manure can also make life miserable for people nearby. The AP said the spread of corporate animal farms is turning neighbor against neighbor in town halls and courtrooms across America. Iowa's a major battleground as the top U.S. producer of swine and egg-laying chickens. Well, the online retailer Amazon said it will be moving into a new warehouse in the Des Moines suburb of Bondurant. The Seattle-based company said Thursday it plans to hire some 1,000 people for its fulfillment center. A smaller operation is being opened in Grimes, about 15 miles southwest of Bondurant. Local, state, and company officials had tried to keep Amazon's involvement in what was called Project Blue Jays a secret. In November, the Bondurant City Council approved 6 years of tax incentives for the project. Bondurant also agreed to improve the area infrastructure. The latest competitiveness check released by the Iowa Business Council shows a lack of available workers remains the biggest threat to Iowa's long-term growth. Premier Corporation Chairwoman Mary Andringa Appella is also chair of the Iowa Business Council.
Iowa faces a persistent shortage of available and skilled workforce. And indeed, as has been for a while, we have more job openings than we have people unemployed. So we definitely have a need to bring more people into the state.
Vermeer manufactures heavy equipment that's sold around the world, and Andringa says 25 different languages are spoken by the company's employees.
We need to have immigration reform. It's an outdated system. It's cumbersome. I've got a lot of employees that have come from other countries to our country, and it has taken 10 years to get their citizenship. I mean, there should be a better way.
She says Iowa's cost of living and the short commute to work are also appealing to people who've moved from places like California and Portland, Oregon, to work at Vermeer. During 2019, 163,000 people worked at companies that are members of the Iowa Business Council, and those 23 businesses had a total payroll of $7.5 billion. Iowa legislators are considering a bill that would prevent Iowa companies and government agencies from forcing employees to be microchipped and tracked like some pet owners are now doing with their dogs and cats. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Proponents of the practice say it's about convenience, letting people use the microchip in their hands to enter work areas, and it's about security by keeping workers out of restricted areas. Critics say the chips could be used to track employees when they are not at work. Daniel Zeno of the American Civil Liberties Union of Iowa says his group is pleased the bill applies to private businesses as well as cities, school districts, counties, and state government.
We really care about that, and so we think this is a good way to make sure that the government in particular doesn't require people to have a chip implanted into them.
The bill has cleared its first hurdle in the Iowa House and is eligible for debate in a House committee. Seven states have a ban on inserting microchips in any human. Four states have banned employers from making the implants mandatory for workers. I'm O.K. Henderson.
16 years ago, the federal government approved using implanted microchips for medical purposes. In 2017, many employees at a Wisconsin company voluntarily had microchips the size of a grain of rice implanted into their hands. The workers were able to swipe their hands on security pads and even use the chips to pay for food in the company cafeteria. The news was brought to you by ASI. Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.